Via remote, this is BOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Delegates to the Democratic National Convention appeared from their respective states and nominated Joe Biden as the party's candidate in the November presidential election on the second night of the virtual convention because of the coronavirus pandemic. Jill Biden made a personal pitch to voters to support her husband, saying the U.S. needs leadership worthy of the country. Joe Biden also said her husband can bring the country together and move it forward. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell, a prominent Republican, said he endorsed Biden because of the values they share. He said Biden will restore the country's moral authority. Former President Bill Clinton doled out stark criticism of the Trump administration's handling of the coronavirus crisis as he made a case for voters to pick Joe Biden and his running mate Kamala Harris in the November election. Former President Jimmy Carter also delivered remarks Tuesday calling on the nation to opt for a Biden presidency. Vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris speaks Wednesday night and Biden accepts the nomination on Thursday. Republicans plan to hold a similar series of events next week to nominate Donald Trump to run for a second presidential term. After making speeches in several battleground states this week, Mr. Trump is expected next week to make his acceptance speech from the White House. For more on the presidential race, visit our website, voanews.com. A developing story out of Mali, Malian President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita announced his immediate resignation late Tuesday night on state television after mutinous soldiers fired shots into the air outside his home before detaining him and the prime minister. We're continuing to follow these developing stories, as always. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is BOA News. Back here in the U.S., U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy promising that mail-in ballots in the November 3rd presidential election will be delivered on time. DeJoy suspended all cost-cutting measures at the agency until after the election that Democrats claim would possibly have kept millions of votes from being sent to election officials to be counted. DeJoy, a wealthy campaign donor to Republican President Donald Trump, appointed to head the U.S. Postal Service, said that cost-cutting measures that has been taken at the deficit-ridden agency will be put on hold until after the election to avoid even the appearance of any impact on election mail. Trump has claimed, without evidence, that massive mail ballot schemes will lead to widespread fraud and a rigged election against him. House Democrats say they plan to vote in an unusual Saturday session on Saturday for some extra $25 billion in funding for the postal agency and to limit changes they contend would inhibit the processing of mailed-in ballots. Senate Republicans this week are expected to introduce coronavirus relief legislation that will include billions for the Postal Service. A bipartisan investigation into Russian efforts to influence the outcome of the 2016 U.S. presidential election found that Moscow successfully used a complex web of operatives and active measures to ensnare members of the President Trump's campaign, in some cases leaving the incoming administration open to manipulation. The Senate report also found that the FBI's investigation of the Russian meddling in the election was flawed. While firefighters in Brazil say strong winds and hot, dry weather making it difficult to battle thousands of blazes burning in the Pantanal area of the world's largest wetland. Brazil's National Institute for Space Research said it spotted more than 3,000 fires in the first 2 weeks of August, five times as many as the same period last year. Experts blame the fire in part to higher than average temperatures and below average rainfall since mid-July. The Israeli military said they launched an air strike attack on Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip on Tuesday, saying it was in retaliation to a rocket targeted at the Israeli territory by Palestinian militants. Tensions have risen in recent weeks between Israel and Hamas, the Islamic group that has ruled Gaza since 2007. For more news, join us, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. BOA News.